Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are in the midst of a five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. Pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by District 5 Supervisor Carl Rotifer. Supervisor Rotifer, next thing I want to ask you about is the budget. It's been some tough budget times in recent years, I know. You know, looking back at this past year, you know, how did that go? And then looking ahead to the future, are there still tough budget decisions on the horizon?
Well, BJ, I've been involved with government budgets now this is my 11th year between the federal budget when I was in the Air Force and the local budget here. The reality is, in government, every budget year is a tough budget year. You never have enough financial resources to do everything you want to do, and certainly don't have enough financial resources to do everything that that your constituents expect you to do. It's tough, and it's doubly tough, honestly, at the bottom of the food chain, which is basically where we live. We're reliant on state and federal and other outside sources of funding to get our job done. So this year was a little tougher, but it wasn't as much tougher as a lot of people seem to think it was. We were just more out there early on in the public eye. There's a downside to transparency, and that is that you see some dirty laundry that you wouldn't otherwise see. But this year was not significantly tougher than previous years, and next year is going to be equally tough. That's just the nature of government budgets. We do have a lot of unknowns out there. They're talking about another health and human services realignment. They're talking about, there's always unknown changes in the PERS system, which is a big chunk of our budget. So every year, you know, we get news at 11, you know, and we have to deal with that. So I think we've done a good job on the budget this year. We have postured ourselves going forward to next year. But I think some of our revenue projections that when we started the budget effort for the coming year are not going to come true, a lot because of the Donnell fire and also the Ferguson fire. That impacted the 120 corridor and the 108 corridor. We've never had both corridors impacted by fire at the same year. So I'm a little bit concerned about what our revenue picture will look like next year, but we'll be watching it and we'll do what we need to do.
We've discussed a number of topics this weekend. Any other challenges that we haven't brought up yet that you see on the horizon for the county?
Well, we've talked about all of the really, I call them the standard problems. And I mentioned a couple that I'll just mention again. Opioid addiction, drug addiction is a big problem in the county. Suicide prevention is a big issue as well. Some people consider them soft issues, but they affect our quality of life, and we need to deal with them. Homelessness is an issue. And then, honestly, housing is an issue. And specifically, the really critical one seems to be rental housing. When I talk to the realtors, they've got a backlog of wants for rental housing in many months backlog. So we're looking at all of those things and how we can do better as a county going forward.
Affordable housing, will that continue to be a discussion topic for the county?
It will not only continue to be a discussion topic in our county, it's across the state and really it's across the nation.
What are the type of things that can be done at a local level to try to increase affordable housing?
Well, affordability equals density, which in our case, people don't really like high-density residential. But when you're trying to build affordable housing, it's economies of scale. So one of the challenges is how do we do that in a constructive way that doesn't detract from our way of life and our scenery and our beauty and all the things that everybody cares about.
Supervisor Rotifer, it's been great having you on this weekend, getting up to speed on issues facing District 5 as well as the county. Any closing comments as we wrap up today?
Sure. Again, I want to thank Clark Broadcasting. You guys do a great job of getting the word out in a timely and accurate fashion. And unfortunately, that seems to be rare these days.
Well, thank you so much, Supervisor Rotifer, for coming in. We appreciate you joining us.
Yep.
Again, we thank Carl Rotifer, our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week we'll be turning our attention to District 3. We'll be joined in studio by Evan Royce, who represents District 3. Also, a reminder that if you missed last week's Motherlode Views with District 2 Supervisor Randy Hanvelt, we are archiving all of the Motherlode Views shows up on mymotherlode.com. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.